Audible Inc. presents Distress Investing, Principles and Technique, written by Martin J. Whitman and Fernando Diz, narrated by Pete Larkin. Preface. This book is an outgrowth of annual seminars the two of us taught together at Syracuse University's Martin J. Whitman School of Management for the past 7 years. The subject matters of these seminars were distress investing and value investing. We hope that many of the teachings in this volume will be helpful not only to the distress investor and the value investor, but also to the control investor and other parties interested in corporate restructurings. There are many investors who deploy funds away from cash-like investments only into situations where they have, or believe they can get, elements of control over a going concern and/or the reorganization or liquidation processes for troubled companies. In 2008 and 2009, it seems obvious that an important future activity will be obtaining control of both reorganization processes and troubled companies that are being reorganized. One area that this book hardly touches on is the trading environment for distress credits. That is not where our talents or interests lie. Rather, the book is about buy-and-hold investing in distressed credits. Most distressed credits are likely to be performing loans or reinstated issues in the event an issuer has to be reorganized. Reinstatement means that the contract rights inherent in the credit instrument are restored. Principal is paid in accordance with the terms described in the bond indenture or loan agreement, as are contracted for premiums, if any, as well as interest and interest on interest if there are any non-payments during the reorganization period. If the analyst managing a debt portfolio is right in postulating that a performing loan will remain a performing loan, or that in the event of reorganization the loan will be reinstated, then the analyst doesn't ever have to worry about market prices. At this writing, for example, the Forest City Enterprises 3 5/8% senior unsecured debentures due October 15, 2011, are selling to afford the investor an approximate yield to maturity of 28%. If the analysis is correct, that this performing loan will remain a performing loan, then the debenture holder, holding this issue to maturity, will garner an annual return of approximately 28%. In owning debt instruments that are likely to be performing loans or to be reinstated, we are perfectly content to be passive investors, and our relevant measures of return are yield to maturity, yield to an event, and current yield. Where a security is likely to participate in a reorganization, either out of court, in a voluntary exchange, or as part of a Chapter 11 proceeding, we usually seek to have elements of control over the reorg.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?